This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The government has approved the PM Vidya Lakshmi scheme to provide financial support to meritorious students. Briefing media in New Delhi today on the decisions taken in the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said students will be eligible to get collateral-free and guarantor-free loans to pursue higher education. He said the scheme has been introduced so that financial constraints do not prevent any youth of India from pursuing quality higher education. As per the scheme, for loan amount up to 7.5 lakh rupees, 75% credit guarantee will be provided by the government to support banks to expand coverage. 3% interest subvention for loan up to 10 lakh rupees will also be provided during moratorium periods for students with annual family income of up to 8 lakh rupees. This scheme is expected to benefit 7 lakh students. To avail the benefit of the scheme, the students can apply on Unified Portal PM Vidya Lakshmi for education loan. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that Cabinet's approval to PM Vidya Lakshmi with an outlay of 3,600 crore rupees will remove obstacles to higher education and enable the country's youth to pursue their dreams. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said this scheme will ensure that financial constraints do not prevent students from pursuing education. The government has also decided to infuse fresh equity of 10,700 crore rupees for the Food Corporation of India. Briefing the media, Information and Broadcasting Minister Vaishnaw said that FCI plays a big role in the procurement of food and that it has been decided to significantly strengthen the FCI. He said the infusion of equity is a significant step towards enhancing the operational capabilities of FCI. This infusion will help lower the interest burden and will ultimately reduce the subsidy burden on the government. FCI plays a pivotal role in ensuring food security by procuring food grains at the minimum support price, maintaining strategic food grain stocks, and stabilizing food grain prices in the market. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched the nationwide Digital Life Certificate Campaign 3.0 in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Singh said that Digital Life Certificate, Jeevan Praman, is the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for digital empowerment of pensioners. In Jharkhand, campaigning has intensified between the NDA and India bloc ahead of the assembly elections in the state. Addressing an election rally in Hazaribagh today, senior BJP leader Smriti Irani alleged that leaders of the JMM and Congress are making derogatory remarks against women. On the other hand, during an election rally in Saraikela, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren refuted the charges, saying a number of initiatives have been taken to empower women. Donald Trump has secured a decisive victory in the U.S. presidential election after securing 277 electoral college votes, defeating Democrat Kamala Harris. A presidential candidate needs to secure 270 to win. Celebration started among Republicans as the party candidate Trump secured the electoral college after winning Wisconsin state to become the 47th president of the United States. He also won other swing states, including Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. In his victory speech in Palm Beach in South Florida, he indicated one of the major policy decisions about working to end wars around the world. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal tomorrow. Kerala, Mahe, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rayalaseema are also likely to witness heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning during the next 2 to 4 days. The weather agency has said that there will be no significant change in minimum temperatures over northern parts of the country. The temperature is likely to rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over central and south India during the next 1 week. In tennis, Indo-Portuguese duo of Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli and Francisco Cabral has entered men's double semi-final of Moselle Open in French city Metz. They defeated top-seeded Mexican-French pair of Santiago González and Edward Roger Vasily in quarterfinal match 7-6, 6-4 this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.